welcome to another in our series on unusual jobs for school leavers. Today, we look at two jobs that get you into the open air. First, I'm going to talk to Matt Cooper, who's been taken on by Colchester United as a football trainee. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Could you tell us what that means, being a football trainee?
Yes. Well, basically, it means I spend 2 years preparing to be a professional footballer. If I make the grade after the two-year course, the club will sign me up as a professional player.
Well, that sounds very exciting. So, does that mean you spend all your time out on the football field, training and playing matches?
No, I wish it did. We do spend a lot of time training, about 15 hours a week, and there are youth matches every weekend. But most of a trainee's life is spent doing chores. First of all, we have to wash all the players' kit. That is, everything they wear. Shorts, shirts, socks, everything. Then we have to clean up round the club grounds. That means we clean the changing rooms and the toilets. And after a match, we have to sweep up all the litter the spectators have left behind.
And how much do you get paid for all those washing and cleaning duties?
£55 a week and two pairs of football boots.
Oh, that doesn't sound much.
No, I suppose it doesn't. But I would do it for nothing. I would do anything for the chance to play football.
Well, apart from the low wages, are there any other disadvantages in your job?
Not really. It's all brilliant. Except there are a lot of rules we have to obey. A bit like school. Yes, too many rules are a definite disadvantage. And not much time off is another one. I hardly ever have time to see my girlfriend.
What qualifications do you need to become a football trainee?
Well, obviously, you've got to have a talent for the game, a better-than-average skill, and you've also got to have determination. Determination to succeed in football, whatever happens.
Thank you, Matt. I wish you luck in your chosen career.
Thank you.